producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
They're crazy out there, and they are rapidly developing a method of blowing up a major U.S. city, and people just can't believe that's happening. Yes, it's really significant what's happening.
That is Senator Inhofe of Oklahoma, a pretty good guy overall. When you talk about establishment Republicans, and when he starts talking like that, you've got to be really concerned. Al-Qaeda is real. It's renamed itself ISIS or IS. And I don't like to toot my own horn because we're so busy covering the latest news as it breaks. But people tend to pay attention to what you say when you can show them a year ago, 6 months ago, 3 years ago, saying Al-Qaeda in Iraq is being deployed into Syria, armed by the NATO forces, funded by Saudi Arabia, directed by the CIA. That was all in foreign newspapers. That was all in the Gulf newspapers. That was in the Israeli newspapers. This is not my opinion. Remember Rand Paul and Ted Cruz talked about it? Hey, we shouldn't be Al-Qaeda's air force. And now they're on the news saying we've got to attack Syria because the Syrian civil war has allowed ISIS to have a base or Al-Qaeda. When it's our government and globalist criminals worldwide that started this whole thing to begin with in 1979 and 1983. I have interviewed the Special Forces commanders and the Army commanders, Colonel Schaefer, you name it, who publicly ran the programs to kill Al-Qaeda leaders and were ordered to stand down twice in the week before 9/11 to kill Osama bin Laden. Operation Stratus Ivy. By the way, I want to get Schaefer on, if we can do that. I know he has to jump through a lot of hoops to come on because they call him into the Pentagon. He's still consults and advises to the Army War College and scream at him whenever he comes on. But seriously, let's twist his arm and get him on the show. I want to get his take on all of this. So it's a real threat. They're going to have the neocons and fake conservatives write news articles saying that I'm saying ISIS doesn't exist when they blow up a sports stadium or blow up a bunch of major skyscrapers or, God forbid, smuggle a nuclear weapon in. That's not what I said. I said, you funded them, you protected them, and you're going to get the blame when it happens. You're not going to shut down the press and take my guns and roll your MRAPs out against the Tea Party. Because let me tell you something, the neocons are manipulating Obama. The Democrats and the neocons at the highest levels are basically the same cabal. And I have told you for years, as soon as Al-Qaeda is done taking part of Iraq and Syria, they're going to rename themselves to confuse the public. I mean, they're following like pancake recipe or something. This is shake and bake. It's formulaic. And they are going to hit the West. And I predict they're going to start out with surface-to-air missiles with 10,000-foot ceilings shooting airliners down. They could deploy these all over Europe and all over the United States. And, I mean, if they've got 15,000 of them, they could easily smuggle in hundreds. And they could, at one time, say 9:01 a.m., park 2 miles from every major airport and shoot down 100 airplanes in 1 hour. You know what happens when a plane's taken off at 3,000 or 4,000 feet and its engine gets hit by a missile? It crashes. Everybody dies. Sometimes if one gets hit by a missile at, you know, 10,000 feet, they can get it back to the ground. And I've got these ISIS people being allowed to run free all over the country, sending us threats, you name it. They're allowed to operate on Twitter and Facebook, but we're not. We're censored. I tried to put a Rick Perry video out, his defense video, last night on Facebook, and it wasn't letting me. Well, in fact, I forgot to give that to you guys. I gave it to Duke last night, the Nightly News, when they censored me. It's a 1 minute. It's a stand with Rick. Yeah, it's pretty powerful. I want to get that, too. So I'm not allowed to put stuff out.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Texas Radio, the Big Beat. Comes out of the Virginia swamps, cool and slow, with plenty of precision. The vacuum, narrow and hard to master. Some call it heavenly brilliance. Others feed a roof of the Western dream.
If you are receiving this transmission live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
The horsemen are drawing nearer. And they come to take our freedoms. It is Friday, the 22nd day of August 2014. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll be back live in studio. Yours truly, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday transmission to cover all the things that will obviously unfold this evening, Saturday, and Sunday morning and afternoon. And, of course, InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central. As we develop the InfoWars News Center to be able to cover news basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Senator Inhofe told Fox News in Oklahoma City in a detailed sit-down interview that's up on InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and DrudgeReport.com. He told Fox 25 that ISIS is developing an operation to blow up a major city. Now, that's what they're feeding the senator and the Intelligence Committee. He's a senior senator, obviously, and has access to all that. They're going to be allowed to attack us, and it will be bigger than 9/11, my gut tells me. It's going to be airliners getting shot down, buildings being blown up, nerve gas being dumped down ventilation shafts on buildings. This is the kind of stuff they're working on. Hell, they may even launch a chemical attack and say Chicago or L.A. or Austin, for that matter, and blame it on Assad. And our media will say Assad did it and will say he's al-Qaeda. They've already been doing that over there. And Turkey got caught and Saudi Arabia got caught giving them the nerve gas. It came out in the UN and the BBC months after we documented it that it was a staged chemical attack to set up Assad. And I've got people talking to me on the street, and I see it on the news about, yeah, we didn't take Assad out, so now this is happening. Yeah, we didn't let Hitler do what he wanted to. So, I mean, it's just absolute brainwashing with a public that doesn't even know who the players are. Al-Qaeda in Iraq, 4 years ago, was allowed to set up bases in the west of Iraq and invade eastern Syria. They started the civil war 4 years ago in Syria. They were given massive funding. They're 65%, according to NATO, of the rebel force. The Council on Foreign Relations last year had the headline, "Why We Need Al-Qaeda." And they said, give them air support to take over the country and we'll remove them later. Bull. Saudi Arabia, since 1901, officially set up in 1931, but it was established by British intelligence in a multi-hundred square mile area in the middle of the desert, giving a radical jihadi group weapons to take over the entire region and set up Saudi Arabia. They took over Syria. They took over where the old Turkish Empire or the Ottoman Empire collapsed. Okay? So that's a fact, but the system thinks you're so dumb. That now they can say, see, we need Homeland Security and the MRAPs. They're saying that in the news. We need checkpoints. And we need total NSA surveillance because ISIS and Al-Qaeda and IS, all the same group, they all have the same flags. They say they're Al-Qaeda. That is just Western names to confuse everyone. Al-Qaeda has established an Islamic state in eastern Syria and western Iraq. That's a fact. To launch attacks worldwide. They were given Afghanistan before. They've been trying to find a home. They've been given the home by NATO. And now our military is only bombing them so the public doesn't figure out that our government's behind Al-Qaeda. And because they've got to paint by the numbers and stay in that area they've been given, we have a deal with Iran to give them the east, to give the Kurds the north of Iraq, and to give IS, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, the western area. That is official. That has been out for years. That has been the plan to partition Iraq. This is all discussed on C-SPAN. It's all discussed at the Brookings Institute. It's all discussed at the Council on Foreign Relations. It's in all the military James Weapons Quarterly Breakdowns. Anyone who's actually a policy person knows this, okay? So understand, everyone at the CIA knows, all the military brass know, even the enlisted know. That's why they rebelled last year and said, we don't want to bomb Syria for Al-Qaeda because Al-Qaeda is much worse than Assad. We will not morally join with Sauron. And that was a magic moment for our military rediscovering their morals, rediscovering their mission, rediscovering the Constitution, rediscovering the moral high ground, and I wept driving home one day. Just tears ran down my face of joy. when thousands of military officers, Navy, Army, Marine Corps, Air Force, would cover their faces in uniform, active duty, and hold up signs saying, I will not fight for Al-Qaeda in Syria, Infowars.com under it. Wasn't even my idea. They just did it. And then Senator Paul and Senator Cruz came out and said the same thing, and we had a victory, and General Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, went on that Saturday night to the White House at midnight and told Obama, the military is going to mutiny if you do this. Even the top generals say this is immoral. We're losing the moral high ground. The world's going to learn that we are helping Al-Qaeda. You cannot do it. And again, a lot of them said Infowars.com. Most of them didn't say Infowars.com on their signs, but a lot of them did. But, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just Al-Qaeda in Iraq that's being funded. The border, since the start of the year, 8 months has been wide open. We were warned about 6 months ago by the head of the Border Patrol Union, the head of the retired union, and a bunch of senior members of their intelligence panel, committee, roundtable. They leaked it all. They had federal gag orders put on them. The feds are trying to prosecute senior Border Patrol people, saying they violated national security, pointing out that they were ordered to receive the illegals being bussed in, take whatever fake ID or no ID and bus them wherever they want. Thousands of nationals out of Syria, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Egypt, Pakistan, Afghanistan are coming across. Chinese workers will work a decade to raise $10,000 to $30,000 just to get snuck across by a coyotes. And the Democratic Party is being paid off large portions of that cash to allow this flood. But you put two and two together, and it's all coming together. And I said this a year ago. I said this 6 months ago. I said it last month. And I'm getting the worst chills I have ever had right now. Okay? My gut is just absolutely on fire right now. And I have told you hundreds of times exactly what their battle plan is because I can see what they're setting up. I can see what they're prescripting in the media, getting everybody ready for. Obama says the number one threat he sees is a nuke going off in Manhattan, and he doesn't know who will be behind it. Inhofe has been told on the Intelligence Committee that ISIS is preparing to blow up a U.S. city.
They're crazy out there, and they are rapidly developing a method of blowing up a major U.S. city, and people just can't believe that's happening. But yes, it's really significant what's happening.
Now, all of that's going on. The full interview's up on Infowars.com. Senator Inhofe warns of political, and having a Freudian slip is political propaganda. Senator Inhofe warns of potential terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. So the border's wide open so they can have plausible deniability. Al-Qaeda is showing up at the White House with ISIS flags. They're sending threats to TV and radio stations. We've been threatened by them. Ominous tweet connects ISIS threat in Chicago. CBS. That is the type of stuff that's unfolding here. So, we are now wide open. They are now doing what they did right before 9/11, saying we're about to get hit by Al-Qaeda. When Al-Qaeda hits, we got to take all your rights away. Now, repeat back to me. We're about to get hit by Al-Qaeda. We give up all of our rights when they do attack us. And it doesn't matter that this group's being funded out of Saudi Arabia again. Doesn't matter it's being armed and given intelligence by NATO again. It doesn't matter. When they hit the United States or Europe, you can bet your bottom dollar they will attack an innocent country. See, they follow the same script. Saudi Arabia attacks us on 9/11. We attack Iraq. They're our enemy. We get attacked by Al-Qaeda, who's been attacking Syria. When they attack us, we will attack Syria, who's fighting them. You see how that works? And by the way, that's already proven, because you notice now they're saying we've got to take Assad out because the civil war going on too long has allowed Al-Qaeda to get a foothold when our government gave them the weapons and the foothold. That's why I get so mad at people being obsessed with sports. because men know all about sports scores, all about the facts and things, and will argue with each other like it's military strategy and strategic thinking. They have the brain centers to do that, but they know about their male soap opera of the simulated battle, not the real war game going on against all of humanity right now. I need people to figure out the players here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've been hearing about the in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right for months. Have you ordered yours yet? We live in a politically and economically troubled world. You should be preparing for an uncertain future. Right now is the time to start freeze drying your own food so you can become self-reliant. To invest in your own home freeze dryer, go to HarvestRight.com while supplies last. Again, that's a home freeze dryer from HarvestRight.com. Mention this ad and save $200 through August.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change things, he will. For a man has invented his doom. First step was touching the moon. Now there's a woman on my planet.
I want to hear from U.S. military active duty, especially gonna take away. Federal marshals, FBI, Border Patrol, you name it. I want to hear from you. And I'll try to go to your calls as quickly as possible instead of perseverating over the news. I'm just here wringing my hands. This is not my opinion. Criminal globalist elements are funding and protecting the most nasty form of radical Islam and letting it set up all over the country and green lighting it to hit the streets. And to destabilize the country to then form a clash of civilizations. And the average American is so geopolitically ignorant that when the Saudi Arabian funded groups attack this country, our military will then crush poor, non-radical Muslims that wear suits and ties and their women go to college and have freedom. We will then blow up their major cities, turn them over to al-Qaeda to be murdered en masse. 300-plus thousand in 4 years in Syria killed conservatively. Well over 50,000 dead in the last few months in Iraq, murdered. Men, women, children, police officers, Iraqi army trained by our military, good men. They're being murdered. And our filthy, evil government is right in the middle of coordinating the whole thing. And that's how stupid they think we are. They can get away with basically anything at this point. And then when we hear, oh, we're attacking ISIS, sure, I hope ISIS gets blown up. But who put them there? Who protected them? They're not. They're doing a few bombings of a few trucks and a few artillery pieces. And then now baiting and switching, as I said they do a few weeks ago, to say we've got to take out Assad. And I had people this morning coming up to me saying, I've been hearing your show about ISIS. We need to take them all out, Assad too. Just the mindless primitiveness of this. And the guy I was talking to is a successful corporate guy, was in military intelligence, did CIA work. I know in Vietnam is a smart guy, but still at a primitive level, let's just kill them all. When I was at the gym talking to this fella, and I didn't even argue with him. It's just like, yeah, I mean, let's attack Australia if al-Qaeda, known as IS, attacks us. And by the way, that's not a joke. They're using the terror attacks and the threat of them to take all of our freedoms. And behind the scenes, Homeland Security doesn't train to fight radical Muslims or al-Qaeda or IS or ISIS, all these names to confuse the sheeple. They train to fight who? This is public. Their words, not mine. Returning veterans, gun owners, Christians, libertarians, constitutionalists, and conservatives in general. Who do they target with the IRS and the FBI? Who do they target with the MRAPs, the Tea Party? They have those out at rallies at the Tea Party and the sound cannons, the LRADs. This is just today. Iraq militants killed 64 in attack on Sunni mosque, AP. They went in, blew up the whole thing of churchgoers, basically, and killed them. British Muslims blame jihad subculture after beheading video. Reuters. Jewish school in Copenhagen vandalized. Argentina's. That's just some of the news we've got on devaluation of currencies I'm going to get to. More ISIS news. Republican ISIS developing means to blow up a U.S. city. That's Inhofe, the senator. The U.S. begins selling Syria intervention, close quote, using ISIS as the pretext. U.S. general says raiding Syria is key to halting ISIS. ISIS offered to swap Foley for lady al-Qaeda terrorist, wanted scientist who was caught with plans for mass casualty attack with a dirty bomb, Ebola, and a chemical weapon that, quote, spared children. I'm going to get into this report. Another report detailing it at Infowars.com. You do realize the U.S. funded and trained ISIS, right? Meanwhile, from Australia to the U.S., parents are having their children taken for letting them play in the park or staying at home alone even when they're 15 years old. It's up to 15 now. We're going to give that number out and take your calls. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, but like any other, until I kiss you.
Reason the globalists are so hard to beat is they are so over the top. Saudi Arabia was clearly involved in 9/11. We attack Iraq. Syria is fighting Al-Qaeda, trying to make deals with Israel for a decade, trying to join the West. They get attacked by Al-Qaeda, and now our government's saying attack the Syrian government to stop Al-Qaeda. That is so criminal and so over the top. But it's our military last year and earlier this year that said no to the open Syrian intervention to overthrow Assad, who's been democratizing, and his secular military. What did our government try to do? They backed overthrowing our ally, the secular government, Hosni Mubarak, 33 years in control of Egypt. Now Israel is running around with Netanyahu, saying, you know, ISIS might be a good thing to destabilize the Middle East. That's immoral. That loses the moral high ground. That's because the West has decided to join with Saudi Arabia and Al-Qaeda and to let them take over the whole Middle East. There's another triple cross where they claim they're doubling back with Iran and actually attacking ISIS forces in a deal with Iran. Yes, if ISIS gets out of the area they've been given. Because, again, they don't fully control ISIS. They're just funding them, protecting them, and turning them loose. Look at this headline right here. Former Homeland Security Advisor, and we have the clip coming up, very, very true, ISIS may have crossed the border.
What do you make of these reports of ISIS collaborating with Mexican drug cartels to exploit our southern border?
Yeah, I think that Governor Perry's words are unfortunately very, very true. We have seen this administration and the lack of security, a lack of policy along the U.S. border. But I think more importantly, this administration has really shown a lack of understanding. They've absolutely underestimated the threat from ISIS. And
that's Joshua Katz, former senior policy advisor to the senior senators.
From ISIS. So this is something that the administration that has been known to all of us for a while.
Good. That's from Fox News. So they're all playing dumb now. Oh, Obama didn't know. Oh, the attack's coming. They're going to blow up a big city. They are allowing Al-Qaeda to come into the country. They are crawling all over us. They are having demonstrations in every U.S. city, along with other Muslims that are legitimately concerned about problems in Palestine and other issues. But in amongst them are the ISIS flags. In amongst them are the Wahhabist jihadis that are funded by Saudi Arabia and NATO. And they have turned loose an army. How many times have I said, how many hundreds of times, that Al-Qaeda is the secret army of the New World Order, the destabilizing force worldwide? And now you're seeing it. Our borders are down. They're telling us, brace for Al-Qaeda ISIS attack. Our government turned them loose, protected them, set them up when Al-Qaeda had been decimated and reduced. And now they're back. They're in Ferguson saying ISIS is here. And I see all these trendy liberals online cheering on the jihad and cheering on the Arab Spring that was funded by Google and the Ford Foundation and George Soros's Open Society group publicly. It's part of the global destabilization. If you are a veteran and fought against Al-Qaeda in Iraq, if you lost a leg or lost a buddy or got shot, I know my cousin has lost so many friends to Al-Qaeda and the Akani network and the rest of them. That's why he continues to go back into combat. Been in the Army 31 years. 31 years. More than 20 tours. It's like 50-something years old. They got old guys, folks, where they even understand our government's funding them at a certain level. They don't care. They want to go fight these guys because they've killed their buddies. This is so sick how they manipulate our own tribalism. I want to hear from active duty, but also people that have been victims of Al-Qaeda. Is it not clear what's happening, how we're being set up? Al-Qaeda is being led into attack as a political diversion so martial law can come into place. They're saying a whole city could be blown up. That means a nuke. And you've got Obama saying, my main fear is a nuke going off in New York. Let's get that clip if we can. And then you've got missing nukes from Dyess Air Force Base that weren't even supposed to be there. We had this from high-level witnesses that saw it. High-level, that's all I'm going to say, who physically went out and stopped the trucks coming off saying, you got to have paperwork. And the base commander came out and said, here's the paperwork. It's ordered by the president. Now get out of the way. there was a confrontation. This happened. And then within 24 hours, Senator Lindsey Graham was running around on the Intelligence Committee on CBS News saying, brace for nuclear bombs to go off in the Carolinas and in New York City if we don't take down Assad. Al-Qaeda will hit us. Assad's fighting Al-Qaeda. So you can see him putting the narrative out. That makes no sense. Why would we be nuked by Al-Qaeda if we didn't take out Assad? Or was there a deal? Is it going to be criminal elements of the Democratic Party that shut off a nuke? Is it going to be a foreign power? Is it going to be ISIS themselves? I don't know. But I can see the total setup for plausible deniability going on right now. And notice, we were saying this before there was any evidence of it. Because I could see the programming in the media, the preparations, the digging in. And so we get hit. A major city goes up in flames. There's only one thing that can take out a whole city. One thing man-made that'll take out a whole city, and that's an atomic or hydrogen bomb. Remember Obama? About a month after I said there was missing nukes, and we had missing nukes from Minot, North Dakota in 2007 that showed up at the Air Force Base in Louisiana. And I remember that was in the Liberty-based media days before it broke. It was a, quote, conspiracy theory. And then they killed a bunch of people at the base that witnessed what went on. They were trying to disappear and ship cruise missiles to the Middle East loaded with high-tech hydrogen bombs, hydrogen warheads. There's a bunch of weird stuff going on, folks. And everybody better have their eyes open. Toll-free number to join us for police, military, you name it. You guys let me know when you have that Obama clip. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Is there any other way to see what's happening here? How do you take down America if you're globalist criminals? You fund radical terrorists to attack the country. You use that terror attack as the pretext to bring in martial law, while the true training of the NATO and NORTHCOM military, this is Forbes magazine, Associated Press, Reuters, Washington Post, is to have a war with the patriots who follow the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and are Americans. There is no way to debate what's happening. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Garrett in Texas, a former Marine. What is this like for you to see this unfolding? And do you disagree with anything I've said, or do you want to add something?
Yes, I agree. Yes, I'd like to add, this is the Twilight Zone. When I joined the Marine Corps and the training we went through, I was in security forces at a nuclear arms base up in Seattle, Washington. It's almost like I had this feeling the whole time that they're building up for something, and what is it? And it's not what they're telling us. That's a whole other issue. I'd really like to get onto the point of immigration and then all the false flags that they're setting and basically them getting ready for what appears to be civil war.
Yes.
I'm sure you're aware of what happens in Qatar, in Saudi Arabia, the way that they ship in basically their immigration force from the surrounding countries, and they basically enslave them by these contracts, and they have them living on compounds, and they're building their new empire over there. They're doing the same exact thing, I personally believe, with the poor immigrants that are coming from...
I totally agree. They are setting up work compounds and will exploit them, but it's not just about exploiting them. It's about exploiting everyone else, using them to drive down the wages. You import the third world slave population to do that.
It's a three-pronged spear. It's a trident, and they're killing 10,000 birds with one stone. And now, once we start to pay attention to that, here comes the distraction. They were planning on just paying attention to the news, waiting for a new story to come up. They've obviously been trying to get this race war going. That's going to be the tip of the spear. And then from that, it's going to be patriots versus... It's kind of like the chaos of the the protests that are going on now and the chaos of the 99% movement, how it all gets infiltrated, it becomes chaos and just...
Then Al-Qaeda hits, and they say, while Homeland Security was busy dealing with riots, the nuke went off in Chicago, or the nuke went off in Manhattan, and they will do it. And totally take over. And you can, that's why they don't care if you know they stole the pension funds. It's why they don't care if you know they're devaluing the dollar. It's why they don't care and go on the news and say your kids belong to the state. It's why they don't care and say 2 + 2 = 5. Because everything they do with their body language, it's like bank robbers that have already shot 3 cops. They're the most dangerous because they're going to kill 10 more. They have nothing to lose. They are going all out. Bunker land on the news saying attack Assad to stop ISIS when that's who he's fighting. That's how dumb they think we are. I mean, it is Twilight Zone. It is over the top bunker land.
Well, I'll tell you what, my adrenaline is rushing because of how important this is. You talk about the
animals. Oh, you can feel it, can't you? Anybody who's got their head screwed on straight can see they're dropping the hammer, man. This is the beginning of the end of this country.
Well, I'll tell you what. Most people in the military, they're either complete. It's just like normal society. They're either completely awake or they don't have a clue. And, you know, most of the people that are awake, unfortunately, you know, they've got us kind of pinned down. They know who we are. They're ready for us. But I just really, really hope enough people, like at the end of the Lego movie, as lame as this sounds, if the bad guys just decide they want to be the good guys and give up on this, we have a chance. And I hope at least Texas will be a shining city on the hill, even if America falls, that the people of Texas will stand up for liberty and freedom.
Why do you think they've just indicted Rick Perry? Because Rick Perry, and I've talked to state senators on air a few years ago about the secret plan that Rick Perry had to basically set up martial law on the border to stop a collapse of Mexico because it would totally ruin the state if Mexico collapsed into Texas. The plan is to not let Mexico collapse into California, but to let it collapse into Republican states to then make them go blue or socialist. And I'm not even a Republican, but you can see the strategic plan and how bad it is. And then everything they said, Rick Perry then implemented. And then I was basically given the word that no, Rick Perry, and I don't know if this is true, but we see evidence of it, is getting ready to double cross the globalist. And then he gets indicted. And so you put all of it together. Look, they're indicting other Republican governors. They're arresting them, Virginia, you name it, for nothing. They're arresting Dinesh D'Souza. They're arresting literally hundreds of Tea Party people with fake IRS charges. I mean, they're not just auditing them. They're then doing criminal charges on made-up stuff. I mean, they're doing things that have never happened in this country. And that's what I keep warning people about. This is hardcore. And I'm not trying to scare people with the truth. I'm trying to get people active to realize that this is happening. Our only hope is saying no and calling it out. And I'm going to tell the police and military again, when the nuke goes off, they may blame it on the Tea Party or Al-Qaeda. They're so bold. That's why they had Army War Games a few years ago where, quote, the Tea Party joins with Al-Qaeda. Now, everybody knows that the Tea Party is completely Islamophobic on average and is totally warmongering against the Middle East. They don't differentiate. It's one of their only faults, in my view. That is literally like saying Superman works for Lex Luthor, or that Martin Luther King was a grand dragon. But it doesn't matter. They'll say the Tea Party works with Al-Qaeda. Look, they teach the Army at Fort Hood that George Washington wouldn't be welcomed in today's Army. George Washington founded the U.S. Army. And people say, that's over the top. Saying you didn't build your business is over the top. They are change agents, folks, totally frying everybody for a total takeover. I appreciate your call. Look, I'm telling you, folks, the reason I'm freaking out on air every day now is because we got a chance to stop this. And when the globalists take over, they're going to come after everybody. They're going to definitely set me up. Where'd Alex go? He didn't pay his taxes, or he bounced a check, or, you know, he pulled a gun on cops. And it'll be an embedded intelligence group that pulls me over and executes me. That's how they do it. And you idiots that will execute me are going to be killed next. I mean, this is not a good situation. People have got to grow up in this country. I'm sick of it. We have had it so good for so long. We're like Native Americans that never ran into smallpox, so it would kill 95% of them, and only 5% of Europeans would die from it, because all the Europeans that would die before had already died. So people had genetic immunity. We politically do not have a history of real tyranny compared to other nations, so we're wide open to it. I want to let everybody know that this hour is brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. And we will put that up on screen for TV viewers. Infidel Body Armor is super high-quality body armor. Oh, here's the headline out of mainstream news. New bill in Congress would ban private citizens from owning body armor. That's right. So, see, there you go. It's time to get your body armor. 888-608-6605, InfidelBodyArmor.com. Please don't forget MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex to find super high quality non-GMO storable foods that last 20 years and are easily portable in their own special form of packaging. It's like those expensive plastic tote containers. Well, that's what they put the food in. But they get a really good deal on them, so you get a super low price. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Let's hope we don't need our firearms and our ammo and our storable food and our water filters, and people should be stocking up on supplements as well at InfoWarsLife.com. So MyPatriotSupply.com or InfidelBodyArmor.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And let's go out with Road Warrior music, because let me tell you, this country goes into civil war, that's what it's going to look like. I'm not going to any FEMA camp, so don't tread on me. The warning's issued.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Here's Congressman Ted Poe on Newsmax Power. powerful TV network. Man, they're hiring former CNN hosts, you name it. And I just love to have more new media covering things, talking about Al-Qaeda working, ISIS working with the drug cartels that now have operational control of large areas of the border. How about 60 miles into Arizona 5 years ago? They have signs up saying, don't enter this area. It's under the control of drug cartels. And our government has allowed this to happen while groping everyone at the airport. A new memo just came out confirming the TSA does let illegals fly with no ID. But your baby's diapers getting checked. And Miss USA, they're going in your underwear. Let's go to this clip and then back to your calls.
Their opponents, is there synergy? Is there interaction? Is there a connection between the Mexican cartels and groups like ISIS?
My opinion is, yes, there seems to be at least talking to each other. How much? I don't know. But they're using, drug cartels use the same operational plan as terrorist groups do. They kill their opponents, they behead their opponents, they brag about it, and they have operational control of many portions of the southern border of the United States. Mexico does,
right.
The United States.
That's a congressman. Now let's go back to Senator Inhofe last night on Fox 25 in Oklahoma City, saying they're planning to blow up a major city. Here it is.
There. And they are rapidly developing a method of blowing up a major U.S. city, and people just can't believe that's happening. Yes, it's really significant what's happening.
And he was talking about another subject there, bringing up something happening over in the Middle East and talking about how big it is they're planning to blow up a U.S. city. Whether that's true or not, he's being told that by the Intelligence Committee. They're getting us ready to be hit, saying they're going to hit us, while ISIS signs show up everywhere, and they let real jihadis run around and physically attack people in front of the White House just a few days ago. We have video of that. I want to go to Michael and John and Brian and others. After we take a few more calls from military folks, to get their take on the big picture, we will open the phones up for everybody. It's going to be open phones throughout the broadcast today. I want to get into some big economic news. Dollar demand falls against other currencies. That's Reuters. TSA letter admits illegals allowed to fly without ID. Huge news, Infowars.com. Microbial life found living on exterior of International Space Station. That's very interesting. Out of the London Independent. We've got a bunch of other news about wanting to ban body armor. Physically, you can't even have it. That's now in Congress. Former Homeland Security Advisor, very, very true. ISIS is crossing the border. This is just some of the news. It's all coming up today. Let's go ahead and jam a call in a minute and a half we have left right now. Former Navy, Michael in New York. What's your take on this?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Nice to talk to you, Alex.
Nice to talk to you.
I'm calling.
Welcome.
And, I was down in Texas last year this time. My son graduated from the Air Force Base there. And I got to see Texas firsthand for the first time.
Well, welcome down to the state. New York's a pretty place as well.
Yeah, they say it's a crossroads of the world, but only if you're a liberal.
Exactly. What's your take on all this?
My father used to say there's different rules for different people, and that's the way the U.S. is going. Different rules for different people, and absolute power leads to absolute corruption. And those are my dad's words, and he was a World War II vet.
Does it make you sick to see Al-Qaeda being rebranded as ISIS, and our government wants to attack Syria that's done nothing?
Yes, definitely. I mean, that's the way, you know, around the end game, you know, around to attack somebody else and start another problem in the world to create global, you know, collapse, basically.
That's it, Michael. Great point. Thank you so much. John, Brian, others, stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.